Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the empty space. Day 99, that's where we're at in our Through the Bible in a Year reading program as part of the PC Speaking Podcast. Today we are reading from Deuteronomy chapter 28 in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy is a powerful reminder of the blessings of obedience to God's commands and the consequences of disobedience, in particular for the Israelites, but we can still draw lessons for ourselves in it well. It challenges us to consider the significance of our choices and to live in a manner that honors God. The chapter begins in verses 1 through 14 with a list of blessings the Israelites will enjoy if they obey God, follow His commandments, including prosperity, fruitful families, crops, victory over enemies. And if the Israelites choose to live in obedience to God, He promises them a position of esteem among the surrounding nations. The latter part of the chapter, verses 15 through 68, outlines disobedience and the curses that affect every aspect of their life, including health, agriculture, family relationships, national security, all these things. And the text describes severe afflictions such as disease, famine, defeat in battle, mental anguish, and even exile as consequences of abandoning God's commands. Well, let's go to our reading. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 says, "It shall happen, if you shall listen diligently to the Lord your God's voice, to observe to do all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. If you listen to the Lord your God's voice, you shall be blessed in the city, and you shall be blessed in the field. You shall be blessed in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your animals, the increase of your livestock, and the young of your flock. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies to rise up against you, to be struck before you. They will come out against you one way, and will flee before you 7 days. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your barns and in all that you put in your hand to. Put your hand to. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you for a holy people to Himself, as He has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. All the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the Lord's name, and they will be afraid of you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you His good treasure in the sky to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations, and you will not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only, and you will not be beneath, if you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today to observe and to do, and shall not turn away from any of the words which I command you today, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to the Lord your God's voice to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come on you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city. You will be cursed in the field. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit increase of your livestock, the young of your flock will be cursed. You will be cursed when you come in. You will be cursed when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke, and all that you put your hand to until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly because of the evil of your doings by which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the pestilence cling to you until He has consumed you from off the land where you go in to possess it. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with fiery heart, with the sword, with blight, and with mildew. They will pursue you until you perish. Your sky that is over your head will be bronze, and the earth that is under you will be iron. The Lord will make the rain on your land powder and dust. It will come down on you from the sky until you are destroyed. The Lord your God will cause you to be struck before your enemies. You will go out one way against them and will flee 7 ways before them. You will be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth. Your dead bodies will be food to all the birds of the sky and to the animals of the earth. And there will be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boils of Egypt, with the tumors, with the scurvy, and with the itch of which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness, with blindness, and with astonishment of heart. You will grope at noonday as the blind gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways. You will only be oppressed and robbed always, and there will be no one to save you. You will betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You will build a house, and you won't dwell in it. You will plant a vineyard and not use its fruit. Your ox will be slain before your eyes, and you will not eat any of it. Your donkey will be violently taken away from before your face and will not be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you will have no one to save you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people. Your eyes will look and fail with longing for them all the day long. There will be no power in your hand. A nation which you do not know will eat the fruit of your ground. And all of your work, you will only be oppressed and crushed always, so that the sights that you see with your eyes will drive you mad. The Lord will strike you in the knees and in the legs with a sore boil of which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. The Lord will bring you and your king, whom will set over yourselves, to a nation that you have not known, you nor your fathers. There you will serve other gods of wood and stone. You will become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword amongst all the peoples where the Lord will lead you away. You will carry much seed out into the field and will gather little in, for the locusts will consume it. You will plant vineyards and dress them, but you will neither drink of the wine nor harvest, because worms will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout all your borders, but you won't anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will drop off. You will father sons and daughters, but they will not be yours, for they will go into captivity. Locusts will consume all your trees and the fruit of the ground. The foreigner who is amongst you will mount up above you higher and higher, and you will come down lower and lower. He will lend to you, and you won't lend to him. He will be the head, and you will be the tail. All these curses will come on you and will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you didn't listen to the Lord your God's voice to keep his commands and his statutes, which he commanded you. They will be for a sign and for a wonder to you and to your offspring forever, because you didn't serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart by reason of the abundance of all these things. Therefore, you will serve your enemies, whom the Lord sends against you, in hunger and thirst and nakedness, in lack of all things. He will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far away, from the end of the earth, as the eagle flies, a nation whose language will not understand. A nation of fierce facial expression that doesn't respect the elderly, nor show favor to the young. They will eat the fruit of your livestock and the fruit of your ground until you are destroyed. They also won't leave you grain, new wine, oil, the increase of your livestock, or the young of your flock until they have caused you to perish. They will besiege you in all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted come down throughout all your land. They will besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land which the Lord your God has given you. You will eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you, in the siege and in the distress with which your enemies will distress you. The man who is tender amongst you and very delicate, his eye will be evil towards his brother, towards the wife whom he loves, and towards the remnant of his children whom he has remaining, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left to him in the siege and in the distress with which your enemy will distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman amongst you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye will be evil towards the husband that she loves, towards her son, towards her daughter, towards her young one who comes out from between her feet, and towards her children whom she bears. For she will eat them secretly for lack of all things in the siege and in the distress with which your enemy will distress you in your gates. If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear the glorious and fearful name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will make your plagues and the plagues of your offspring fearful, even great plagues and of long duration and severe sickness and of long duration. He will bring on you again all the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they will cling to you, and every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, the Lord will bring them on you until you are destroyed. You will be left few in number, even though you were as the stars of the sky for multitude, because you didn't listen to the Lord your God's voice. It will happen that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to cause you to perish and destroy you. You will be plucked from the land that you are going to possess. The Lord will scatter you amongst all people from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. There you will serve other gods which you have not known, you nor your fathers, even wood and stone. Amongst these nations will you find no ease, and there will be no rest for your sole of your foot, but the Lord will give you there a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and pinning of soul. Your life will hang in doubt before you. You will be afraid night and day, and you will have no assurance of your life. In the morning, you will say, I wish it were evening. And in evening, you will say, I wish it were morning. For the fear of your heart, which you will fear, and for the sights which your eyes will see, the Lord will bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way of which I told to you that you would never see it again. There you will offer yourselves to your enemies for male and female slaves, and nobody will buy you. Well, that's our reading, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Pretty harsh stuff happening there between the curses, consequences for disobedience. Yes, severe and encompassing. What does this teach you about the consequences of turning away from God, living sinfully? I know we're not under the same system, but how does it motivate you to obey a God? Because it's still important that we do that. Kind of along a similar line, I suppose, regarding contemporary Christian life, consider the consequences of sin versus living in obedience to Jesus. Consider punishment for sin versus living with the consequences of bad decisions. Sometimes we just make bad decisions and have to suffer the consequences of them. It's not necessarily a punishment from God. Deuteronomy 28 reminds us of the importance of choice in our spiritual journey. How do you see the principle of choice playing out in your relationship with God and adherence to his commands? And if you'd like to do so, here's an idea for further study today. Explore the historical fulfillment of the blessings and curses described in Deuteronomy 28 in the history of Israel, particularly in the context of exile. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul